Oh, the klal is the chol oila li yibum oila lechalitza. Whoever has a zikas yibum could do the mitzvah yibum, has the mitzvah to do chalitza if they want to. But the klal is the chol she'ein oila li yibum, whoever doesn't have the mitzvah zikas li yibum, ein oila lechalitza, has no mitzvah yibum, chalitza. So if you want to tell me now by your muberis, a pregnant lady, a pregnant yivama, there's no mitzvah yibum, you can't make beer with her right now, so what then, there can't be chalitza either. So therefore Rava doesn't like what Abaye says. Elo Amar Rava, Rava says like this. Sachikom, this is what I meant to say. As Rava holds Havad according to Rav Yechanan, Bias Muberis Shema Bia. Havad it is good. So that's trying to brace before the smashma. If you made beer with the Muberis, the Sarasa is also. So the question was, why is the Sarasa also? Rava says like this. Elo Amar Rava, Sachikom. This is what the brace meant to say. It meant to say like this. That Hakoines Yevimtoi. If somebody made beer with his Yevama. Hakoinesh Yevimtoi. The Nim says Muberis. Then we find out that she's pregnant from the first husband. Is Harezulo Tinosve Tsarosa. You should know right now that Sora is not allowed to get married. There's a Sophic maybe still a Zika around. Why? What are we afraid about? The problem like this, Shema Yevlad Ben Kiyoma. We're only afraid that maybe the kid will live. That's what we're afraid of. As if the kid dies, there's no problem. Because Bias Muberis Avadi, Shema Bia, said she's Mutter Zika went off. But the problem is, maybe the kid won't die. Shema yehi Vlad ben Kayoma. Ubias muberes loy shema bia. In such a case, since the kid's alive, the bia means nothing. Adarab, it's an avera. Because since they have a kid, so there's no mitzvah yivn at all. You have no right to be miyabim. It's an avera. The chalitzas muberes loy shema chalitz in such a case. Now, what was the problem before we said the gemara shach? On its side, the kid's gonna live. So there's no zikas yivim at all, there's no mitzvah here, so for sure the tzara could get married. Rova's mechadish, no. We have vlad, ein apoyter, at sheyot, saliyavar oilom. That's the cloud. That on the side they have a kid, true. The yibum you did right now, the chlitz you did now, does not help. But I call upon them, what partners them, what frees them, when the kid is born. It's only after the kid is born, now there's no more zikas yibum. But kol zman she's pregnant, it's like this. You can't make Yibam now, because maybe she's going to have a kid. And when she does have the kid, that's when the Zika goes off. So maybe the Tzara now cannot get married either. Because on the side the kid's going to live, when did the Zika go off? When the kid is born. Only when the kid is born. When she's pregnant, then the Zika doesn't go off yet. So the Bia for sure he had doesn't pop to the Tzara for sure. But if the kid dies, true, then it was good. If the kid dies, then Bia Smoberes is Shmo Bia. But on the side, the kid lives though, the klal is the kid only part is the Mrs. Yibum after the kid is born. So therefore, the tzara cannot get married until the kid is born. But Tanika was the rabbi, bring your proof like rabbi learns. Says like this, HaKoynes Yevimtoi, somebody made Bia with his Yevama. Vinincess Muberis, then we found out that she was pregnant for the first one. HaRezulo Kinasi Tzorasa, you should know the tzara is not allowed to get married. Why not? There it says, Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayoma. Maybe this kid will live. V'yein Bia V'chalitza Pateris. And in such a case, since they do have a child, Havada the Bia means nothing. And the Chalitza means nothing. That don't free her. Ela Vlad Pater. What's going to free them now? What's going to let them get married in the Shuk? Only when they have the kid. V'ha Vlad Einoi Patera Achayot Salav Re'elam. When does the child pater? When does he free them to get married? There's no mazika. Only after the kid is born. So here, before the kid is born, that's the law of this brisa that the tzara is not allowed to get married. Now, taima tishem yehi vlad ben kayama. What are you afraid about? Because maybe the kid will live. Who? Holoi hevi vlad ben kayama. Mifta tzarasa. But smash lachur, if the kid will not live, then there's no problem. Then the tzara could get married. So lachura leima tiyavut yutu the Resh Lakish. This should be a kasha and Resh Lakish. Like here you're telling me if the kid dies, then we say the bia that the yavam did helped. And that's why she would have been allowed to get married. Irish Lakish says, bia smuberes, loishima bia and chalitza loishima chalitza. Omalok Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says no. Hochi katoni, this is what the brisa means. Resh Lakish was a little bit different. Resh Lakish says, it means like this. Ha kreines yavimtoi. If someone was miyavim is yavama. The nim says muberes, and it came out that she was muberes. Is Harezulah Tinosit Sarasa, that Tzor is not allowed to get married. Why? Shema lo yehei avlad ben kayama. That's what Rosh Lakish learns. We're afraid maybe the kid will not live. If the kid does not live, the klal is v'chalitzas muberes lo shema chalitza.
Ubias Muberis Loshimabiya.
That's where Rishlokesh learns. No, not only are we afraid the kid will live, even on the kid dies, also nothing doing. But even if the kid dies, the chalitza you made when she was pregnant means nothing. The bi you made when she was pregnant means nothing. Therefore, they can't get married until they have another chalitza or another yibum. The yim toima, maybe you'll ask me, holachach arayv noshim, v'arayv noshim v'lad maldi yodon. The golbos arayv, most women when they're pregnant, most women give birth. How most women, the kids live. It could be either a zocher or a nekeva, doesn't make a difference. Any child you have passes you from yibum. So here also, Balchi's Muberis, we should say, go bust the Rav right now, that Rav will say the kid will for sure live, and therefore a copon of the Tzoro should be mutter to get married right now. The klal is, Vladeina Poitarachi Yotzlav Roilom. That's what the Bryson means to say. The Zeshlokosh also agrees to this. That, you tell me Rav give birth and Rav have kids that live? True. But the Tzoro still cannot get married yet, because even on the Tzad, the kid will live. When does the kid pass the tzara that there's no more zika? Only when he's born. But before he's born, there's no pturi yet, the zika doesn't go off yet. That's the law of the ben only pater after he's born. Right. Omer Rabbi Loza, ef sha'isa lahod Resh Lakish for loitnan labamas nisin. Is it possible that we learned Resh Lakish as a halacha that we didn't learn anywhere in the Mishnah? In other words, how come it didn't say anywhere this Chiddush that a bia or a chalitza to Muberis means nothing? So the Mor says, Nechanami Nofik, he went out, Dok the Ashkik, he went to check out and he found, Hitaka found a Mishnah that's mashed like Rish Lakish, that a bia or a chalitza to Muberis means nothing. The Tanan is a Mishnah later, the end of the Mesechta, a Kuf Yutes, for Isher Shoholach Baila Vitzaroslam Dinafayom. Or what, there was a man, he had two wives, and he went away with one wife. And one wife stood home. That's for Isha, you have a wife home, Shaholach Baila Vitzarosa. Her husband and the second wife went them Dinas Yom over the ocean. Ubo Viyomulon, Adam came back to the original wife that stayed home and said, Meis Balcha, you should know your husband died. That was the news they told her. And she at home here didn't have any children. So the question is, there are mitzvahs Yibm or not? So Lachar is, Arezu, Loitinose, Loitis Yabin. This lady now is not allowed to get married to somebody else, because maybe there is a mitzvah yibum, but she can't have yibum either, we'll soon see, because the suffix, maybe the tzara is pregnant. Until you know, because Shema Muberis Yitzarosa, maybe the tzara is pregnant, and the tzara, the second wife, is pregnant, so again, the husband then, you have to wait to see, maybe she'll have a child, and then there won't be any mitzvah yibum. So the wife at home can't get married yet, because we have a suffix, is there a mitzvah yibum or not? On the tzad, the tzara is going to have to be pregnant and have a kid. There'll be no mitzvah yibum. She can get married to somebody else. On the tzad, the tzara is not pregnant. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. She can't get married to somebody else. She has to let one of the brothers make chalitza and make yibum. That's the clause. She can't do anything until she finds out what's doing with the tzara. So now, bishlemi yivumi loy, bishlemi, you understand why nobody can make yibum right now in the one home. Koshemi yehevlad ben kayama. We have to be afraid, maybe the tzara on the other side of the ocean is pregnant and will have a kid, a ben kayama, and it comes out then that there's no mitzvah yibum, because your brother had a child. The yifka b'yisteresha sachti raisa. You can't make yibum live with your brother's wife, because you'll be doing an aveira, chiyav koros. There's no mitzvah, so you're doing an erva, aveisha sach. It's an yisadi raisa. Therefore, it's good why you can't make yibum. Elo loitech loit samai. Why can't you make chalitza na mamonashach? That should be a good etza. Let the wife at home, let one of the brothers give a chalitza, and the mamonashach, then she's mutter to get married to somebody else. The mamonashach. If the tzara is not pregnant, has no children, so she got chalitza now. On the tzad, they have a child, so there's no mitzvah chalitza altogether. So the mamonashach, after she gets chalitza, she should be able to get married to somebody else. El loy techlat samai, why can't she have chalitza? Bishleima, Tichloitz v'toich tes, to get Dav Chalitz in the middle of these first 9 months. V'tinose v'toich tes, let her get married to somebody else in the middle of the first 9 months. Loi. That you can't do. Because I know Suffolk. Then we have a good Suffolk. Like Resh Lakish, this will be good. Because Chalitz is Muberis, Loi Shema Chalitza. So you have to be afraid, maybe the Tzara is pregnant, and the Chalitz you give right now is no good. You have to wait till the Ben is born. When will the Ben be born? After the 9 months. So right now you can't do anything. But the question is, Elatach loitz b'teich tisha. Lechur give a chalitza right now. V'tinos eliyach tisha. and let her get married after 9 months. So Kuru like Monashek is good. She has Chalitza now. I worry afraid maybe the kid will be born like the kid only part is after the kid is born. So after 9 months, the kid is born, that's when she get married. For the amount of time, according to what you're asking, Tach Leitz, V'tinos L'Yachates, L'Hur, why can't she make Chalitza right now and get married L'Yachates? Voice one of this. Bishleimo the tachlitz b'teichtes, v'tinose b'teichtes, that she should have a chalitza right now and be able to get married to somebody else right now. Loi. That we understand she can't do. Because sign of suffix. It's a suffix if the kid's going to live or not. On its side, the kid will live. She only gets freed after the kid is born. So for sure, she has to wait the 9 months. Ella, but the question is like this. Hey, tachlitz b'teichtisha. Let one of the brothers make chalitza with her right now, in the middle of the first 9 months. And then let the wife at home get married after 9 months from now. So we want to show. If it's Sarah has a kid, say after 9 months she had the kid already, the kid would also part to her. But the more time, according to what you're saying, look her anyway, it's shver. Why can't you make chalitza and get married after 9 months? No, you can't bring in a proof from over here. Tihi di abaya bar abba. Rav Chanina bar Abaye, the Amr Tavai, they both say, you know what Shanda Bright, that Mishnah is, that Shema Yehei Vlad ben Kayama, over there we're afraid that maybe the kid will live over there. The Nimtso Ata Matzricho Kruz Lakuna. That what are you afraid of? If you give the Chalitza right now, you know what we're afraid of. But Lakuna, the Raya was supposed to be there, the Raya wasn't the Raya to Rish Lakish. That how come you can't give a Chalitza in the middle of the 9 months, and then wait and get married after the 9 months? Like a month, this was the kasha. A monashracha should be good. The chalitza gave in the middle of 9 months is a good chalitza. If you hold like a Yechanan. That chalitza muberes shema chalitza. The only thing you have to be afraid of, that maybe she's going to give birth, and if she gives birth and has a healthy kid, then the kid only pops when he's born. So good, wait for the 9 months, and then she should get married. So good, that was the riot to Rish Lakish, that a chalitza muberes lo shema chalitza. That there's no way to give chalitza, because to give chalitza in the middle of the 9 months doesn't help. But on this, the Gemara asks a question, that's no proof. Because the question is, not even like Rish Lakish, that you can't give chalitza when she's pregnant. But still it's a kasha. Give chalitza after 9 months. Like after 9 months, then the Mishnah there says that there's no etza. You can't get married, you can't have chalitza until you find out what's doing with the sarah. But right now you can't do anything. So it's a question, even according to Rosh Lakish, it's a kasha. Wait the 9 months. So after 9 months, she saw for sure she's not pregnant anymore. And now get chalitza. So manashach. If she didn't have a kid, she wasn't pregnant. So lamaisa the chalitza helps. El am I afraid maybe they had a kid. The kid part of you. So anyway, the Mishnah is shver. Why does the Mishnah say she can't get married? No matter what, why not? Let her wait 9 months. And then let her have chalitza. So I want to show the chalitza would help. Like anyway, that Mishnah over there is shver. It's not a riot to Rish Lakish. So Gemara says, you know what the pshat that Mishnah is? It's a new pshat. It's a gzeira. Because Shema Yev Lab Ben Kiyama, we're afraid maybe she'll have a kid that lives. The Nimtso Ata Matzricha Kruz Lakuna. If the kid lives, what's going to come out is that you gave the chalitza. Now really the chalitza meant nothing. Because since the tzara had a kid, so there's no mitzvah yibum, the chalitza means nothing. What's the difference? If a kohen is allowed to marry or not. A kohen is not allowed to marry an isha that received chalitza. So the mice to hear this isha did receive chalitza. But we have to be afraid maybe the chalitza didn't mean anything. And she shouldn't be allowed to get married to a kohen. So what's so shver? For litzvacha, and if we make an announcement, like later on we'll find out that she had a kid that's tzara, so we'll make an announcement that everybody should know that the tzara is not a chalitza. A kohen is allowed to marry her. Make the announcement later. So this Gemara says, no, making the announcement later won't help. We have to be afraid, maybe some people were there, b'shas, they gave this isha chalitza. And later, when we found out that the tzara had a kid, that there's no mitzvah chalitza, so we'll make an announcement that the chalitza is butler, she's mitzvah gemara to a kohen, but maybe some people won't be there, b'shas, the announcement. For Yosla Meiman, later, that person will see you get married to a kohen, they'll come to say, Kishari Chalutza la kohen, they'll come to say, you should know, a kohen's allowed to marry a chalutza. So that's why they left it, not to make a chalutza. Omalai Abayas Abayas said, Midi loitachas loitis yadam ketoni. Does the Mishnah over there say, don't make chalitza, don't make yibum? It says, loy tinase, loy tisyabim ketoni. That's all. But loy chalitza. All the Mishnah there said was, ho'isha sholach barlo b'tsuras m'lidas ayam, above yom lo meis balcha, haraiz loy tinase, loy tisyabim. That's all it said. The Mishnah only said, loy tinase, loy tisyabim. She can't get married to somebody else, and she can't have yibum. That's all it says of ketoni. But loy chalitza just means she can't get married without chalitza. So the cloud is not right from that Mishnah. Could be 100%. If you would give chalitza the avad, it would help. Like Rosh Lakish from the Biechanim, it would be, you have no proof. So kids, you have no proof to Rosh Lakish from that Mishnah over there.
Do you give me a proof to
Rosh Lakish? Well, no. Whichever way you learn, it would be good. You know, we're just saying, if you give a chalitza, then she could get married. When can you give a chalitza? It doesn't say when. Let your Biechanim give a chalitza right away. According to Rosh Lakish, you have to give a chalitza after 9 months. So it wouldn't be a proof. By times Marzal Naltani Kabbalas to Rosh Lakish. I'll bring another proof to Rosh Lakish. It says, "Ha'cholitz l'muberes yivigil chalitza to pregnant melo yivamom v'pila." Then she has a miscarriage. Tzvicha chalitza minachin. Says clearly, look, Rosh Lakish, he has to give another chalitza. She has to receive another chalitza. And Marav says, "You should know hilchos kabbalas to Rosh Lakish by miklas." Even though usually we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, usually the kalal is Rabbi Yechanan, Rosh Lakish, halachos Rabbi Yechanan, hachutz from these three cases. These three cases we pass like Rosh Lakish. Chada hodi amorin. Here, the chalitza muberes is loishim or chalitza, we pass like Rosh Lakish. Idoch, what's another case? The tnan. Hamachalek nechosav al piv. If somebody is giving out his nechosim by his mouth. In other words, a father, before he dies, wants to give out all his property to his kids. Not for Teres Yerusha, but for Teres Matana. Ribul Yechud, Amiyat Liyechud, Yishvulim et Abchor. Either he gave too much to one and less to another son, or else he gave all the sons equally, he didn't give the Bechor more. Dvar of Kayomim, it's good. Because he didn't say Bateras Yerusha, he said Bateras Matana. As the present, when you're alive, you can do whatever you want. V'yimamma Mishum Yerusha, let's say the father said, you know what I'm doing right now, my will. This should be my Yerusha, then Liyamaklum. Then he didn't say anything. Because he's being master, Mashikos Bateras. The terrorist says, how do Yerusha work? All the brothers have equal portions, only the Bechor gets two portions. What about Kosev, Bein Betchila, Bein Besoy, Bein Bientz, Mishum Matana? Even though he mentioned the word Yerusha, but he also stuck in that it should be a Matana, whether he said it at the beginning or at the end, also Dvar Kiyomim. Then what he said is good. If he said it should be a Matana present, it's a Matana, not a Yerusha. Now,